House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says he's now headed to a rehab facility after being discharged from a Washington hospital. If you'll remember, he was critically wounded in a shooting at that baseball practice back on June 14th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 1460 in the studios of downtown Reading at Ground Zero of the change and the reclamation and the fight for Reading. It's right here and it's going to keep on rolling. It's getting bigger and faster and stronger every day. Reading, which is already a super place, is just going to get better. Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 27th of July. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. I'm here with Bad Bob.
Do you know good silk screener? I'm going to make a fortune this summer. I'm going to make a fortune setting up a stand, selling T-shirts that say, I survived Placer at Buena Ventura.
It is a little rough out there, you know.
And it's going to be a ski slalom. Yeah. The road is never the same 2 days running.
Well, you know, it's a good thing you have four-wheel drive so you can go up on the side there. Trish Clark is back. Good morning, honey.
Good morning,
everyone.
Where
have you been?
I've been in Idaho.
Oh, so did you buy a house over there?
No, I did not.
Did you think about it?
No, but, you know, that's where I come from. And so
how's them taters?
They're great, and you know the Shoshone Falls, which is higher than Niagara, it is one of the highest falls in the United States. It's gorgeous. The water, the spray. Anybody that's been to the Snake River Canyon there with all those wonderful falls that are in Twin Falls, Idaho, this is a great year with all the water we've had. So great trip.
Cool.
It's 72 degrees already, and gonna guess what. Going to be 104 today. Low tonight of 70. High tomorrow of 104. Low of 70. And on Saturday, it's going to be 106. And then on Sunday, we're looking for 109. And on Monday, 109. And on Tuesday, 107. And on and on and on. And oh, my gosh, how many days of over 100 can we have?
Well, as many as we want. Did you see?
You were here in 1988.
Yes, I do.
Well, look.
I remember 1977 because we moved here and it jumped in July and we had like 20-some days, straight days of over 110 degrees. I thought I had moved.
Well, let me talk to you two. Let me talk to you two about that.
I know. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. They are a great company. Now, let's just discuss this for a second.
I
found something on a way to describe the Reading weather. I put it on Facebook. I said the heat index for Reading is somewhere between OMG and WTF.
I saw that.
There are
a
lot of people like that. That was shared around a lot, you know, but it's true.
It's just, oh my gosh.
But here's the thing. And I hate to harken back to 10 years when I got back. And I'm sitting someplace. And I can't remember where it was, but it was air conditioned. And they said, gosh, you know, it must be 110. It was one of those 110 days.
I mean,
but you got to remember, I just got back from it was Iraq, and I looked at him. I said, "Yeah, it is." And I was thinking of all the 110, 112, 113, 114 degree days that we had been, and then you're on the concrete, and then on top of roofs. So, I mean, you're just baking out
and
there,
you're loaded with gear
and all that. And they said, "Man, this is tough." I said, "Yeah, but you know what? I'm just sitting here. I'm sitting in this air conditioned bar." drinking this frosty beer, having a chicken wing, and I'm going to go from here to go to my car that's air-conditioned to drive to my air-conditioned house. And I'm thinking that, yeah, it's hot out there, but it's not as bad as it could be. Because I just spent a year in this stuff, and you couldn't get away from it unless you went into headquarters. You run into headquarters. Oh, it's cool in here.
Everybody's got to be really grouchy because that's the thing. The heat gets – I mean, it makes me – I get when I have to be out in it and trying to do things and trying to accomplish things like – just anything. If I'm out in that awful heat, it makes me a bit cranky.
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 Cranky. And Trish Clark being cranky.
We explained a lot about that corner of the world.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, you know what? How'd you like to live out in some place that's that hot and it's just sand?
Oh.
And the only friends you have are camels. I mean, come on. I mean,
whatever it is.
Maria Mulder, not
some place it could be worse.
I mean. I'm not going to go into some of the stuff anyway. I'm just moving on now. Somebody put in Facebook, John put in Facebook that KCNR 1460 was supporting or was propping up or protecting Francie and Kristen.
Where did this notion come from?
Francie Sullivan and Kristen Schrader.
Really?
I have no idea because, you know what? You know, here's certain things we do. We don't go to political events. We try to stay as fair as we can be, because, and that's why we don't go to political events.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even go. We don't
like
even
like the
go
political fundraisers and what have
fundraisers. Fundraisers.
Any because type you, of do fundraiser. Go, you do go.
No.
To,
oh, yeah,
to
I go
functions
to,
all the time.
I go to functions, but not fundraisers. Not meet and greets. Any of these things, because everybody comes through here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and nor do we sign up petitions, because again, once you sign it,
you've
taken a position, and then and here's why. And the very first year we were on, in the first few months, we had this. It was a pretty acrimonious battle going on for election and stuff like this. And we had one of the people in, and he said, "Well, you've already taken your stand. It says here that you support so and so. I mean, it's on his page that that you and Linda are." And he said it right here on the air. And I said, "That's not true." He goes, "It's on his page, supporters of this person."
Yes, yes.
And sure enough, I looked on there, and sure enough, it was on there. But I tell you what, I got a phone call. I called him immediately. It may even been during the show. Take us off of that. I don't know how we got on there, but take us off. Because once you do that,
you get painted
with
a big
brush. And that's why we do not endorse local candidates.
Exactly.
Because once you do that, I mean, if you're the other candidate, one, are you going to come in here and think that you're going to get a fair shake? And we try to be as fair as we can. We try to give everybody a chance to do that. Doesn't mean you can't ask them tough questions. But the other part, too, is would you advertise with an organization that's against you?
Yeah.
No, of course not. So part of it is the right thing to do is that we do not endorse, we don't sign things, we don't have, let's have a signature party over at the bot's house. We don't do that.
Yeah.
And so, John, take it back.
Yeah, and you get accused of throwing softballs when people want you to confront a guest with some rumor or other that's popped up in the chat room.
And I tell you what. And then you go back.
There's this thing called libel.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even libel because
once you're a candidate, they say anything they want to about you.
Our listeners are smart people as far as I'm concerned. Once you ask a candidate or a person the same question three times and they don't answer it, people know what it is. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what's happening at that point. Okay, don't want to answer that. Let's just move on to this next one. So anyway, my buddy, and this is my friend who did that. He's been a friend a long time. I haven't seen him in a while. John, fix that. Okay. Hey, while you were gone, though, what were you in? Were you in your
motorhome?
Your motorhome. Does your motorhome have a Sleep Number bed?
It does not.
It does not.
So when I get home, that's the... thing I'm thinking about on that last little miles towards the house is tonight I get to sleep in my Sleep Number bed.
There you go. You know, Sleep Number now has this new bed. It's the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. That's the one that adjusts to you at night while you're sleeping.
That's got to be a little creepy.
You know, thanks. That went over big. I've been trying to sell I've been selling this thing for weeks, and it's good. I mean, it works. Bob saw it at the tech show, and it won a big tech award. Yeah. Yeah, and so what's Trish say? Yeah, it feels a little creepy.
Well, I mean, it's doing if you're used to. Because you can feel it when you bring the poundage up and down. And if you're not expecting that, wouldn't that
I think you're asleep.
You
I think it's subtle.
It's probably it's so subtle, subtle you subtle. Don't even notice
But what it,
it
does is it helps you sleep better like that. You know, it's
not
like somebody's
a live radio.
It's not like somebody's like, you know, rubbing your legs or something while you're asleep. You wake up and somebody's and your legs are being rubbed. Okay, no. But it's
carrying on.
Yeah, Sleep Number. Well, you've got me going here on this one. You know, because I love my Sleep Number. But my Sleep Number setting is 55. Yeah, I went down 5. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And we sleep just great. You know, and I can't wait to try this 360 bed, frankly. Yeah. I can't wait to try it because I think probably that's kind of cool when you're
there's
sleeping
an app
and
for
as
that.
You as you're moving around in bed, the bed just kind of adjusts to you. I mean, I think this is like stuff you see in, you know, you saw in things like in science
great
fiction movies,
technology.
Science fiction movies, you know, like 50 years ago, oh, you're sleeping in a bed and just adjust. You go, wah.
Wrong time of year for it, but did you see Linda's eyes light up when I told her about the automatic foot warming?
It has a foot, it does it automatically.
Boy, there goes Trish.
it's a foot warmer there and says you sleep better if you have warm feet, but it's
absolutely
got one of those on there.
Wow.
You know what? Sleep Number. No wonder they're number one. And right now you can save. I'm sorry, you can save $400 on a 2016 Queen C4 mattress, which is only now $1,199. Sleep Number, down at the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. See Brian Janice and any of the pros. We'll be right back after these messages.
Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed. Shadows painted on our faces, traces of romance in our heads.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Uncle Cracker live in concert. Friday, July 28th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see feel-good rocker country star Uncle Cracker performing hits such as Follow Me, In a Little While, Smile, and Drift Away. Tickets start at just $25. Uncle Cracker, July 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For tickets, call 1-800-280-UIN or visit windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's electric utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
And now, back to our show.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Join us by jumping into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567 if you've got something on your mind you just really want to talk about. So I got to tell you, I've been following all of this stuff in Washington, D.C., and you know what we need to do is we just need to get rid of all of them. I just
that seems to be the prevailing solution these days is throw them all out.
I swear to goodness, you know, I keep looking at, you know, the whole makeup of that setup back there, and the Republicans have control of everything, and I guess they just absolutely do not know how to govern, because the only thing that they can accomplish in this time, since they have the House and they have the Senate and they have the presidency, is to get together with the Democrats and pass a bill that keeps Trump from changing the sanctions. And they make a big deal about this because they can get together with the Democrats to stop the person that we elected to change all this stuff and make a difference. But they can't get together with them to do a budget, to do health care, to do any of the other things that need to be done. And President Trump, in my mind, is doing a tremendous amount of good work. He's accomplishing a lot of things, but he's having to do it by himself and against everybody else back there. I don't know how do we send the message to those people that we've elected that we want them to do what President Trump campaigned on. This whole nonsense. Did you believe that they were not able to repeal Obamacare?
I think that the
they could not do it.
Yeah, and you've got the White House, the Senate, and the House, and the now who's being obstructionist, and the press is on full assault, and the mantra is block at every opportunity, and it is not serving the people whatsoever.
Were the seven or eight of them that, with the exception of one person, had voted every time to repeal Obamacare when Obama was in office. And then when, knowing full well that he would not sign it and that therefore it would not go anyplace. But they turned right around and refused to vote in favor of it when it actually could happen. All seven of them should be removed immediately. I mean, they don't live in our district, and of course. But I'm just appalled that they think they can get away with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I continue to be absolutely baffled by the continual, they're trying to drain the swamp, and it's simply not happening.
This is the revenge of the Never Trumpers. This is the revenge of the Bush squad, who, in order to make their point that their guy didn't get in, and I don't think anybody except for that little group of out of context, out of touch politicians wanted Jeb in there. And yet, because Jeb didn't get in, these bunch of spoiled freaking political brats are going to turn on their own people. They're going to turn on the people because they didn't get their way.
That's exactly right. And then you've got the, I mean, I understand Well, I don't understand. I never could understand how the Democratic Party could continue to exist and do the things that they do. They preach one thing and turn right around and do the other and have continually for years. And they've gone so far past being the Democratic Party. They're a socialist party now and actually advertising as such with Bernie and you know, what are you going to do? But anyway, you've got, I think, I have to admire Donald Trump. And he was not my go-to guy in this whole process. He wasn't somebody that I thought was the one that I was going to support. Having said that, he was elected. And I, you kind of have to enjoy the way he keeps the press. Have you ever seen a president whose name is on the lips of every media source continually 24/7?
Usually with foam flying from the mouths.
But he's got them talking about nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
From morning to night, he's got them going in whatever direction that he wants them to go. And they can't stay focused because they can't keep up with him. And he turns right around and then does something. How about the military thing?
One of these elected community activists, and I didn't catch the name because, frankly, it was far beneath my notice, but was on Nationalist People's Radio this morning saying that Twitter should block Donald Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, for abusing people.
Do you know,
I'm going, boy, there's the pot calling the kettle, not to cast any aspersions on a certain population segment, but come on.
Well, and you know, the interesting thing is because when President Obama changed the rule that we had operated under for so many years, nobody said a word. When he just out of the blue all of a sudden says, okay, yeah, and by the way, we're going to have, bisexuals in the military and we're going to not do the don't ask, don't tell thing anymore and the whole thing. And no, there wasn't a whole study about that. They're trying to tell us now that was after a whole lot of research and blah, 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 blah. Not true. He just up and did it just before he left office.
Okay,
not like something they have to turn around that's been in existence forever. I've heard I've heard numbers. One gal came up and said that they had 13,000. The number is closer, I think, to about 3,000 that are in the military now. Anyway, I love the way he just keeps them jumping and guessing.
I was just noticing the Facebook calling, you know, that this is another example of hate and all that. Okay, let's get a couple of things clear. Very, very clear. Number one, the military exists to shoot bad guys and blow up their stuff. Number two, I would not deny the fact that gays or transgenders can serve in the military. The problem is, don't join up. Have the government foot the bill for the surgery on my tax dollar and then get out and go on your merry way. Well, that I got a problem with.
Well, and that's exactly right. There was a Green Beret who came out and had been in the military for 20 years and came out. Interestingly enough, he was in that and served his country admirably during the entire time that he was in there. But it was during the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He didn't come out of the closet till after he retired. How can he make the case that he did serve in a bisexual manner and that wouldn't have made a difference? He was in the closet the whole time he was there. I just think that we have to, as you pointed out, we're there to the military exists to protect us. And it's not about political correctness. And when you start doing all this political correctness, which I'm just up
you
to
go
my neck
the way of Rome.
You can't be an army and expect to accomplish what you set out to do. It just doesn't make any sense. And we've found that it's if you are able to do the job, you should be able to have the job. But when you find that you have to alter the circumstances and the rules to make someone fit into a position, then you're going in the wrong direction.
Wars ain't fair fights.
And I agree with you. You know, the guy came out, you know, the SEAL says, hey, say that to my face. Well, he came out afterwards. And the other thing is the numbers. It could be anywhere from 250 to 6,000. I'm not sure if there's 6,000 in
Somebody
there.
Somebody said 13,000.
Well, you know what?
The most accurate thing I've heard from a person that should know was 3,000.
Yeah. You know, so the question is how much time do you lose during the sex reassignment surgery? How many people are in there for just that? You know, I'm not saying they are, but I'm, you know, because people, you know, transgenders, you know, patriotic and all that stuff too. But it's what percentage of the military is that? It's not like they're, and it's not like a person of color. It's not like women. It's not, I mean, you're talking about a percentage that is just so infinitesimally small. Why even get into something like this? And you know, transgenders like, oh, and I understand this, but I'm looking at the overall picture of why we're doing this. You know, I'm looking at the,
correct.
I'm looking at the fight. And if you look at the overall things that Obama and his minions did to the military during that 8 years, I mean, it's scary. I mean, our the morale was terrible. You know what? Why did you see so many senior officers getting relieved?
There you go.
Because they came up during that time. They started out as mid-level officers in the Obama administration, and then they were promoted for a variety of reasons, I'm sure. But then all of a sudden they started getting caught for you know, malfeasance in office, sexual assault, I mean, just everything.
Perhaps they weren't qualified to be promoted in the first place?
They probably weren't qualified to be – there was that doesn't start – that admiral who's going to go to jail, and he should, for, you know, in collusion with this guy because he's taking bribes. This guy didn't start off as an admiral. He was down probably as a commander or lower – When the administration started, why was this man? This just didn't start overnight. That this admiral is taking bribes, you know, it has to start someplace else. And you know, the whole process of where the military was for the last 8 years, you've got to ask yourself, how did it manage to do such a fine job with all the meandering and their fingers and things? Naming a Navy warship after a guy who is famous for having sex with kids under the age of consent.
I'm not
talking pedophiles. I'm talking that, you know, pedophile kids have got to be like 12 and under. I'm talking that 14 to 18-year-old Harvey Milk.
He was
famous for that.
Even
though the gay community will say that. And this is a guy we're naming a ship after?
I
got to take a break here. I'm getting ready to puke.
You need to take a break.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Are we under attack here, buddy?
East side of Chicago. Oh, east remember side when of this Chicago. Was a big hit? USA,
back in the bad old days. No. I remember that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay, I do remember that. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here in the Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 72 degrees going up to 104 today, and that's going to be 104, believe it or not, is going to be probably one of the cooler days this week.
Coming up.
Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, Four Winds Jewelry brings you the segment. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with the only watch repair guy in Reading. Or their surrounding area right here. Four Winds Jewelry. They can do it all. This is where Trish goes to buy her stuff.
I was just there, and I'm debating about several pieces of jewelry that she has on consignment.
Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we're here with Mike Huber, Estate Granite, and more.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. You know, I hadn't seen Mike for, actually, I don't know, several months. You know, it's funny how you'll run into somebody 100 times, and then you don't see them again. And the town the size of Reading for like a year. I just shocked myself. And the you went through an advanced class. You know, advanced pistol class.
Yeah.
They haven't really seen you there. We're out there at a Colt 45s game, which, by the way, is the best baseball in Northern California.
And you were drooling over that smoker, weren't you? The barbecue smoker.
Oh, we'll get into that one. But and then there was Mike over there because you had a couple of the pitchers staying at your house.
Yeah, I've had an incredible summer.
Yeah,
these two boys from Missouri came in and I got two for the price of one, and it was just a great experience for not only me but my kids.
Oh, for sure.
You know, meeting these guys and getting to know their families. In fact, this morning I was texting one of the boys' moms back and forth and getting to know someone just through texting and Facebook and just sharing, you know, experiences what their sons are going through. And it was just a great summer experience. You know, the Colts have had a really great summer. And you know, the weather, talking to someone yesterday, the weather, people don't realize how nice it is down there. That concert last week was just incredible, and Rick's just done a great job down there.
Well, you know, he really has. And that concert, you know, and I will try to stop gushing, because that's practically what we did. Was we spent 30 minutes on Monday talking about it. We didn't plan on it, but people were making comments and everything because that was an incredible concert, including, you know, you think, oh, okay, you know, Carl and it's probably that kind of music. No, there was kids there, not kids, but, you know, young adults in their 30s, part of the, you know, the 2030 club and all these things that were there, and they were just dancing. They said it was the best concert they've ever been to. I mean, these kids go to concerts, but this is how good it was.
Yeah.
It was just really good.
I was so sorry I missed it. I was out of town, but, it's great. Great venue that he has there and so many and people don't, you know, we talk about how bad the weather is. The nights and the evenings are marvelous.
That's why we live in Reading. We don't live here for the summer. We live here for the falls and the springs and the evenings. So.
Exactly.
And I tell you what, down on Tiger Field, and it's like this in a lot of places, 8 o'clock, well, the shade hits there at 7:15. But they started at 8 o'clock. That wind blows through there.
Yeah.
There's a nice breeze.
It's a nice breeze. It cools right down.
Well, Bob is there. I'm just not making this stuff up.
Yeah. We, you know, as soon as the sun got off the field, I swear the temperature dropped 10 degrees instantly, and it just continued. By the end of the evening, it was just downright pleasant. The music was awesome. These guys teleported me back into back to high school, I swear. It was great stuff. And Linda very obviously was having a good time, as were a lot of people in the front rows.
She was dancing the whole time. Next morning, she wakes up. She goes, why am I sore? My body, because you were dancing for 2.5 hours out there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But, okay. Mike's here because he's got a company here in town that and you haven't been in for a long time.
Yes.
And plus, he's a friend, and I just wanted to say hello because we were talking about a lot of different things that are going on. But tell us about Estate.
Right. So, back in the day, this would have been early 2000s, I built a house and got a bad granite job. And at the time, my partner and I let's start a business. Okay, what's hot right now? Granite. Ooh, okay, let's do this. So we started our business, and we obviously went through the good times, then we had the bad times. And, you know, since that point, and obviously I checked the bad times up to November 3rd, 2007, and... the economy or the business environment at that point just dropped.
Yes.
And that's what's been so amazing lately is since November 9th of this year, it seems like everyone I talk to, everyone I'm involved with has got a new hope for what's happening.
And there are some things happening that did say, hey, it's only going to get better.
Absolutely. And so we started this business, been through all the struggles, really trying to keep up on the trends of today. Doing a lot more quartz, just doing some really, you know, neat, interesting stuff, whether it's, you know, granite, quartz, tile in homes. Have a lot of new custom homes coming up. Some, you know, bigger construction things that we hope to be pursuing. So it's exciting because, you know, as you go on, the longer you go on a business, the more your name gets out there, the more people just don't even like you're doing it. Come on over, give me a bid. So it's a great feeling.
It's an artistic endeavor. The median in granite is such a it makes such a statement in your home.
Absolutely, and you know, there again, this came from earth. This came out of the earth.
Exactly.
And we, you know, polish it up, we cut it, we do our thing, and this came, you know, God given rock came in, and now I'm putting it in your home. It's an amazing thing that we do, and I love it.
Yeah, it's funny because when you go into a person's home, that now the kitchen is something that you just jumps out at you when they've done it in the granite or even the quartz, the granite is just so many different, and there's no two alike.
No, absolutely.
They're always just a little bit different, even from slab to slab.
And with the quartz today, you know, there's so many new different ways they're making this stuff because obviously it's man-made, 95% quartz, 5% polymer resin, holds it together. But they're making it look like granite nowadays and marble. And the new things are these white quartz that, you know, I stand back and I hold two pieces, an actual marble and a quartz, and I go, pretty darn close to me. I mean, what?
Yeah.
So a lot of neat things coming out in just, you know, and everyone watches the home, you know, the channels and, oh, can you do that? And so I have a saw that can do all the new waterfall edges where everything just kind of drops off. And so we have the capability of doing just about anything you can see on TV. Recently I had a guy show me a picture of, you know, can you do this? I'm like, yeah. And we built the sink and we built the top and it looked 6 inches thick and it was a challenge, but we did it. And now I can say, yeah, we can build that.
We can do that, yeah. And you know, I think specifically from a woman's point of view, the bathrooms and the kitchen are the things that I've said for years that we should never let men design. I think
that
women need to do that because there's too much wasted space in a man's mind. I don't know. Anyway, but I think that if you spend a lot of time in your home and you entertain the granite and those kind of nice touches. And a lot of people think that granite is hard to take care of.
No.
Absolutely is not.
It is not. And, you know, you have to seal it once a year. But the little secret with granite, cleaning it, is rubbing alcohol because it's the cheapest way to clean it. Just get a spray bottle, put a little cooking extract, which is 40% alcohol. You want it to smell like vanilla, get a vanilla extract. Now you have a high-dollar granite cleaner that you just made yourself that can clean, takes, you know, evaporates all the water, which is the one thing that'll hurt anything is that water residue.
Yeah.
You leave it overnight, it's going to water spot like it does on your car outside.
That's exactly right. And people, that's, you wipe off the water. If you don't leave water spots,
don't leave
I don't
water.
Do that. I didn't do that when I had tile. Didn't do that when I had laminate. You just don't leave water spots on. You wipe them off. And with granite, you need to do.
Need to do that. And also, you know, conditioning it. A lot of people don't know, you know, the status of where their granite is. Well, just, you know, get some sealer and clean it really good and then seal it. And then it's like wax on a car. The water and everything will just bead right off. It's very easy to take care of once you've had it a while.
Yeah. I've had my granite now for about 9 years. And it makes me happy when I look at it. I have Labradorite Boreal.
Oh, very pretty.
And for those that don't know it, it looks like it has abalone shell in it.
Yeah.
That beautiful blues and where different place you stand in the room, the granite looks a little bit different. It's like having something alive in there.
The pearling kind of jumps out at you.
Yes, exactly. And different lightings, spring, summer, you know, different lightings and overhead lights or what have you, make different things. So it's something that you can really do to your home to make it elegant.
Yes. And we also do, we've been getting a lot more into the tile end of it as far as showers and floors and complete homes. We've done, I probably have 5 or 6 coming up that are complete custom homes where, you know, if someone's building a home, you know, that's, we take you through the whole process, design, selection, fabrication, insulation, everything.
Perfect. I think it's about time we take a break and we'll come back with more conversation. On the other side.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about 1/2 to 1/3 the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I got my first real six string. Oh, it happened.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, it's like 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 72, going up to 104 today.
And that's going to be one of the coolest.
That's it. Okay, hey, we're here with Trish Clark, and I'm here with Mike Huber of State Granite. And we're talking State. I just want to throw in is that we had Mike do our kitchen. And Linda did it like this. She says, you know what, kind of gave him ideas and then just said, you know what, we're leaving. We went down for like 3 or 4 days, you know, visiting her parents someplace. And we gave him the key to the house.
Yeah, gave him the key to the house.
Gave him the key to the house. And he would send pictures. And Linda goes, no, don't send me pictures. I want to be surprised. And we came back. It was so beautiful. Done so well.
It is nice.
Plus, he found other mistakes other contractors had made, like around the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, oh, this is bad. So he just fixed that, too. And this is the kind of work this man does. And it is absolutely great. You can trust him in your house. You trust him in your house there. You know, I came back. My underwear drawer was still pretty much the way I left it. The whole thing, you know. So
a couple dirty ones in there.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, he may have used it. You know, so. Anyway, but that's the kind of work you do, buddy, is that you give them the key to your house. And I bet I'm not the only one that's done that.
I just finished Boyce and Joan Muse's house.
Oh.
And they were the same way. Give me the alarm code, the key. Go ahead.
There you go.
So as a businessman in Reading, I bet you have some strong opinions about the climate and the things that are going on in the city of Reading and how that impacts you as a business person.
Absolutely. My dad had a business in Anderson for over 20 years, and back in the 70s and 80s, and then, of course, I had no idea. I'd kind of be following the same, you know, ownership of business, you know, that he taught me those traits. And so I consider Reading my home. I consider this community, and, you know, I'm involved in it.
Shasta County is a really nice place to be.
Yeah. You know, and we, we're squandering it because we're allowing things to happen that we, you know, this is our home. You don't treat your home with disrespect.
And you don't crap where you eat.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say that.
Yeah.
You know, crap where you eat. And, and the thing about it is there are so many great things about Reading and Anderson and Shasta Lake about this area. Somehow, and not in defense of Reading, but also just to say, as we just went up and down the coast here through Alaska down, everybody's got the same problem. And in some cases, but it's probably even worse in these larger cities.
And it's worse than the state of California.
We've got this problem, and what are we going to do about it?
And so in reading a lot of things lately, you know, I think awareness for people has really become a big deal. You know, people are really starting to wake up and say, hey, I might not be able to make a change myself, but as a collective unit, we can do a lot of change. And I think that we just have to stand up and go, hey, let's get together and let's figure out how we can make this change. And it really starts from the top down. I mean, it's... you know, from our president coming in, making decisions. Carl and I had this opportunity the other day to talk and business ownership. I mean, it's great that we have someone in there that ran a business that knows how to make a payroll.
Instead of somebody telling you, you have a business, you didn't do that.
You didn't do that. We it's a different type of person that runs a business, a different mentality than someone that just collects a check, you know, right. And sometimes shows up, sometimes doesn't. I have to show up 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to go home at night and just release. I mean, I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're constantly thinking about ways to improve and ways to get better. And you know, I think, you know, even our governorship, I mean, I think a requirement for the president is to be a governor first. Because if you can't run a state, how can you run a country? But that's, you know.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that I think that the thought process that seems to permeate throughout everything we do. And I run the Frontier Senior mm-hmm. Center down in Anderson. And it's about socialization, and it's about a fun place for people to be and keeping our seniors active and involved. It's not about poor people. It's about seniors. But the mentality that I run into on a regular basis is that everybody wants something for free.
Yeah.
And everybody... When you have an issue that you want to deal with, their answer is, how do we get something from the government? How do we how do we, I mean, you can't, they can't sell cat food anymore without saying, if you buy my cat food, we'll give free cat food to a homeless cat. I mean, what is all that about? That whole mentality that government has to be a part of every solution and I deserve things for free. There's no consequences, no accountability, no responsibility. And that, I think, is what we have to return back to our society.
Yeah, we've got to get
rid of this. You've got to be responsible for yourself.
And we've got to get rid of this entitlement thinking that I deserve this because I'm whoever, you know. Go out and work for it.
Yeah.
Sweat a little. You know, you want something bad enough, go get it.
They're talking about introducing a bill. Or I don't know if you can do it by executive order or what, that says if you're an able-bodied person, you're going to do some work.
Absolutely.
before you pick up the cash. You're going to do some work, and it can be volunteer work. It can be cleaning up streets. It could be, you know, stuff like that.
That was in effect. Clinton put that into effect, and as soon as Obama got into office,
that's right,
he got rid of it.
He got rid of that.
We reduced the welfare rolls in Shasta County under that you have to work after certain hours. We reduced our rolls over half. Boom, like that, because people had to work to continue to get their check, and after a period of time, they didn't get it. And it was working. We were putting people back to work, and Obama got in and said, no, you don't have to work to get your welfare check. And
well,
look what
you
it
know,
did.
They said the reason behind it was because the economy had just was devastated at that point. You know, they needed to help people. And I understand that, but the economy's coming back. There's 3,000 jobs in the Reading area. And so the idea of not being able to put people to work, you know, okay, you're going to give us 20 hours of community service this week. Then you pick up your check, you know, and you have somebody there that says, okay, we're going to start on this street, we're going to walk on through, and we're going to clean it up.
How about a drug test, too?
Well,
throw that in there.
That's the other thing is my people have to have drug tests. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went through drug tests for 30 plus years, why not take a drug test?
If you have to have a drug test,
if you
can't have a job, they should have to have it to take our money.
Yeah.
Well, and let's just talk about government again, what it does. Next door, Bob comes in, he says, hey, did you see this? And, you know, we have, you know, our back parking lot here, and there's a new store next to, or new business next to us. And I noticed this morning, but, you know how you look at something, you don't really notice it. You know, okay, I just, you know, walk by it. He says, come here, look at this. And I went back out and looked. And what it is an ADH ramp.
This thing is like 6 feet square.
It's made of rubber, hard rubber, that you can, I guess, push you can put a wheelchair in. But it's the same, it's got the same door that we have in ours. And you can, a wheelchair goes over it without a problem, and it's just level it's just level. But they made them put in this ADH kind of place, but when they put it out, they put it in such a way as that on the sidewalk, and they've got this yellow tape, you know, marking where the end of it
is. Yeah, there's a rim on it.
Trust me,
kill yourself.
Trust me, I walk out of my truck in the morning, it's dark. Down you go.
For sure.
But before they could get their permit, they had to put this thing in. There was no common sense to this thing. There's no common sense. It's in the regs, so you have to do it. If anything, I would think it might make it even harder.
They don't have to follow the regs because they can make an exclusion anytime they want to. The head of those departments can make an exception to rules when they don't make sense.
Well,
in almost every instance, they won't.
No, because you've got to go back, and people, I think, are just so tired of this stuff. Fine, I'll put this in. I mean, what's up? You got like 2 minutes here, Mike, to solve all the problems. So,
what's this?
So making people, so having people work, check for drugs. What other thing? I mean, we've got the new police chief or the interim police chief, who used to be the old police chief here, is going to be here in a few minutes. We're going to ask him a lot of these questions. What can you guys do? I mean, it's been 5 years. It's been 4.5 years, Pete. You've been gone. So, notice any changes?
Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting answer.
Yeah, and I think the police are doing the best job they can at this time. But you look at some of these salaries that people are making in the city, and then the thing I read this morning with the real estate, we're getting an F in education and in crime. well, we're not going to have a lot of people coming into Reading if we're getting an F on things like that. And we need to, you know, somehow come together as a community and a group and somehow change these numbers. And but
the community getting involved and the people being involved, it can make a big difference.
Correct.
It takes all of us.
But I think everybody's kind of like, I think a lot of people like Mike, you know, those kind of quiet guys, but they're ready for a change. And they're ready to step forward and say, okay, what can we all do together?
Right.
And that's what we have to do. Okay. How do people get a hold of State Granite there, buddy?
Pretty simple. We're up off of Caterpillar Drive, 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, 241 Stone. We're on Facebook, estategranite.com.
Still making those great smokers, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
Ask them about the smoker. It is the best in the world. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. You'll be back.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Hey, we come back. We've got our acting police chief, Pete Hansen.
And the news sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. As protests are being planned, some already underway, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's transgender ban for the military has nothing to do with politics. And Family Research Council senior fellow Chris Dasick says people in the military are there to do a job, and that's to win a war.
The military is an institution that is not designed for social experimentation involving people who are undergoing transitioning from one sex to another.
And a big concern so far that is left unanswered is what happens to transgender troops already serving. The hearing continues on possible Russian collusion in the presidential election. In front of the Senate Judiciary Committee now is American hedge fund manager Bill Browder, once one of the biggest foreign investors in Russia. Orders for long-lasting U.S. factory goods posted the biggest gain in nearly 3 years last month, pulled up by a surge in orders for civilian aircraft.
The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods rose 6.5% in June, reversing two straight monthly drops. The bulk of the increase came from a 131.2% surge in orders for civilian aircraft, the volatile category. Excluding transportation equipment, orders were up just 0.2%.
Jeremy House reporting. And it's hot out, so if a cold treat sounds good, participating Dairy Queens throughout the U.S. will donate a dollar or more to Children's Miracle Network hospitals from every blizzard that's sold today, Thursday. DQ has raised more than $120 million for Children's Miracle Network during their 33-year partnership. According to CMN, their hospitals provide care to over 10 million children each year. And the Federal Reserve announcing that it is keeping its benchmark interest rate unchanged at this time of low inflation. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bugby Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bugby Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Be in demand with a Master of Legal Studies degree from Faith-Based Trinity Law School in Southern California. Their fully accredited online Master of Legal Studies degree is for those who don't want to become a lawyer, but realize that knowledge of the law is in high demand. An MLS will give you an in-depth understanding of legal documents, proceedings, and rights, all taught from the Christian worldview Trinity is known for. For more information, visit tls.edu/radio. That's tls.edu/radio. Trinity Law School. Be in demand.
French authorities hope to get fierce wildfires under control in southern France. More from Charles de la Desma.
A spate of wildfires in France's dry Var region have calmed, but authorities expect flare-ups due to lack of moisture and pickup in wind. 3,000 firefighters have been deployed to contain the flames that broke out Monday in the southeast of France and Corsica and have consumed over 17,000 acres of vegetation. The fires have caused the evacuation of more than 12,000 people, but there have so far been no reported casualties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who was critically wounded in that shooting at a baseball practice back on June 14th, well, he's now headed to a rehabilitation facility after being discharged from a Washington hospital. That's good news for him. Scalise was shot in the hip, which caused tremendous damage to some internal organs. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. New White House Communications Chief Anthony Scaramucci drawing attention for a tweet.
Last night, Scaramucci tweeted he'll contact investigators over what he says is an illegal leak of his financial disclosure form and mentioned the Twitter handle of White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. Scaramucci later deleted the tweet, which he denied was a threat to Priebus. This morning, he told CNN's New Day, if Reince wants to explain he's not the leaker, he can do that. Since taking the job here last week, Scaramucci's vowed to crack down on what he calls nefarious, unnecessary, backstabbing palace intrigue-like leaks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions flying to El Salvador today on a mission to find ways to stamp out the brutal street gang MS-13. He opened the trip after a week of public scorn from his boss, President Trump. Sessions showing no sign that he is planning to quit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of River City here in Redding. Yeah, we're going to sit down here in a few months and watch K2 start developing that end of the city. I'm here with Trish Clark and Bad Bob, and it's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's been a little disjointed this morning because I'm ending up another business, and it all kind of like was culminating at this time in the morning when things were supposed to be happening weren't happening. So I've been on the phone, and they're all happening now, so everybody's happy.
Okay, so, cool. It's 76 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for high today of 104, a low of 70. On Friday, we're looking for 104 again and 70. Saturday's going to bump up to 106. Temperatures in the evening stay about the same. And then Sunday, we're going to go for 109, and then another 109 and 107. And it's just going to be hot, hot for the foreseeable future. No rain in sight. And just, boy, stay hydrated and try to stay cool. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, and this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Here's a number. Look, write this one down. Get your pencil. 221-2642. They can fix any type a system that's out there. And if you're in the middle of this heat wave and something like that is happening, you need to call the experts. Voted best in the North State, and there's a good reason why. They are the best in the North State. That's Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that takes care of you like family. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Well, sitting in front of us is a guy that I didn't think I, frankly, was ever going to see again, because he said, not only am I leaving, I'm leaving the state. I'm going as far away in the United States on the left coast as I can possibly get. Pete Hansen.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on the air. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? Thanks for reaching out, buddy. That was gonna, I didn't know when you were coming in. So,
well, I started on July 19th, and actually, I was going to be here about 2 weeks prior to that. Mm-hmm. But in the process, we discovered that my appointment required city council approval. And since there was no meeting on July 4th, they got pushed back to July 18th, so I couldn't start till the 19th of July. So here I am.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And, on the show, because there's a lot to talk about. But, gosh, you look younger than when you left. Is that possible?
Well, a lot less stress, because I've been retired about 5 years or a little more. We stayed in the community till 2014, and then my mother, who had lived in Reading for 20 years, passed away. So, and my children had grown up and left. So we decided to move to Washington, where I have some relatives, and we're on the Kitsap Peninsula across from Seattle. So
we
found a nice home in a small community called Hansville, which is at the northern tip of the Kitsap Peninsula, but it's beautiful, and a very much different climate, much cooler, and we like it up there.
Rainy. Get a lot of rain there?
They do. Not in Hansville so much, because we're a little bit in the rain shadow of the Olympic Mountains.
Okay.
So we get about half the rain they'll get in Bainbridge or Tacoma or someplace like that.
Okay.
but just because of the rain shadow. But it's a different type of rain. It rains, you know, for 9 months. It's overcast and cool, and the rain is a little lighter, drizzly, more all the time, like you'd missed your plants in your home. And it doesn't rain really hard very often. It's pretty rare when it rains real hard because the Olympic Mountains is a rain shadow for all of Seattle.
So I have all up and down those areas, they have those big, beautiful hanging baskets of flowers every place, and they never have to water them.
Never have to water them because it never gets that hot. And then most of the year it's gray and kind of overcast. Uh-huh. And the other thing that's really different is the sunlight. Is, you know, in the winter it gets dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. In the summer it stays light till 9 or 10. So the days are longer or shorter depending on the time of year. And I think for a lot of people the constant overcast skies and the darkness is
depressing.
Yeah, Linda, when it rains a lot, or we go over, she can take that for a while, a month or something like that. Yeah. But when it's constant like that, then you know, it seems like you need to hit the sun. So,
but yeah, people up there rain so much tan as they rust.
Yeah, they pretty tan. They when it rains lightly though, you know, a light jacket and you can do whatever you want.
Sure.
Nobody uses umbrellas because you don't need them.
Well, it's you know, like in Hawaii, rain. It rained a lot, and people don't realize how much it rains in Hawaii because you don't see it in the weather reports because they just don't do that.
They don't report.
But it's something like it's like you said, you put a light jacket on and you just kind of ignore it. People don't you don't use umbrellas, you just kind of and then it clears up and then
you just go about your business. Yeah. And if you don't do something because of the rain, you're going to miss out on an awful lot.
You're never going to do anything.
It's a whole new region of the country to explore. You know, we're about an hour and a half from the Olympic National Park, and we're about 2.5 hours or 3 hours. We could be in Canada at Victoria. We're about a day's drive from Glacier National Park, or the Coeur d'Alene area is about 6 hours away. So it's a whole new region of the country to explore. And my wife and I grew up in Southern California. We moved to Redding in 83, and it was the same thing, a whole new region of the country to explore. It was a great experience for us to live here. We raised our children here. You know, we brought my mom up here, and we had family here. You know, it was really important for us. And then after I retired, did a few things to stay active in the community, and then we said, you know, our family's gone. Let's do something new. Let's move closer to family and try a new.
We can do it.
Yeah.
Everybody's got some more moves on. Yeah. When you left Pete, you were am I correct to say you were upset? I mean, because you were planning, they said that you're planning on being there 5 years, and you're for like 22, 23 months, and that's when, you know, the whole bottom dropped out of everything.
I had some conflicts with certain members of city council, and part of it was due to my lack of experience dealing with politicians, and I'll admit that. I had some issues dealing with politicians, and I was inexperienced in that realm, so I'll take the heat on that. So after my second year as chief, I had actually submitted a resignation, and I was talked into staying for a third year. The third year was for a different reason. It was more economic business, and I had a lot of long conversations with Kurt Starman. You know, I was 55 years old. I'd reached the top of my earning potential in terms of with the city, but I was sitting on about a 27% pay cut because being unrepresented, I was being furloughed, I was paying my PERS, and I was paying for our portion of some enhanced medical. So it's a 27% reduction in take-home pay. So from a business, you know, take care of your family view, there was nothing the city could do to correct that. And I wouldn't want them to have corrected that because that would have meant somebody else suffers someplace else. And it wouldn't have been right for leadership to, you know, get a pay raise or something like that. So now everyone in the city is experiencing, not furloughs anymore, but they're paying for their PERS and paying more for their medical. But over time, those have been offset by pay raises. So it was more of a business kind of a decision, plus, you know, I was 55 and wanted to go do other things. And so I wasn't upset when I left. But I, you know, a year before I'd had some conflicts with city council, and, you know, we had a different makeup.
I remember because you came in here that one day and I talked to you about it. I just said, you know, you can't leave right now. As did probably 150 other people.
Well,
that.
You were one of the ones, along with a lot of people who I trust in the community, who had said, you know, you need to stay. It's not the right time.
And it wasn't the right time.
And you were right. You were absolutely right. But we got to a point of stability. And so it was like, okay, we're not going any further down. but we had reached a point of stability. And we had dropped substantially. We went from 120 officers down to 100, which is about where it's at right now.
Did you recommend that Rob Pelletti, were you one of the ones that recommended Rob Pelletti should be hired?
I was in an advisory role in the process. And the process was they had a community panel and then a professional panel. So they had a professional panel of chiefs, and the community panel was Chamber of Commerce and other civic organizations. There were about 10 or 12 people on that panel, and he went through all the process. So I was an observer in one of those processes, and then I just provided some input to the city manager, but ultimately it's the city manager's decision.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. We're here with Pete Hansen, who is the acting police chief, the interim police chief, while search for a new police chief goes on. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, you want to go to Home Helpers. She is absolutely the best. I would have no problem at all recommending Home Helpers to anybody. I would have Linda's parents be taken care of by Sharon Clark, anybody. And if I had a broken leg and needed help, I would do that. Bob called the other day. They needed some help, and Sharon Clark's people were right there. Give her a call, 226-8350. You're not going to find a better place in town to help take care of your loved ones. We'll be right back.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or a community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here. And a man who
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Paul Vaughn and Trish Clark. It's Trish Day.
Thursdays. Love Thursdays.
You know what? I when you're gone.
You miss me?
I miss you.
Oh.
I miss you.
It's nice to be missed.
Well, it is. You're missed, you know.
Well, I'm back for a while.
You're back for a while. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. We're talking about ways of handling your safety in the town. And Bastiani Arms is probably the place I go to buy guns and any type of shooting accessories because it's locally owned, locally run. John and Sarah Bastiani have got a great place down there at 2539 Larkspur. You can, customer service is just outstanding, and their gunsmithing is, it's remarkable how good they are in doing those extra things for your guns, whether it's a long gun or a pistol. They just do great work. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur in Reading, and they give discounts for veterans. We'll be I may just have to trot down there later on today. Who knows? Hey, we're here with Interim Chief, Pete Hansen. And Pete, when he left, went up to the to the north of Washington and back down, and he was asked to come back here and act as the interim chief. Let's go to the phones here. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. And you got my apology. I
got it.
Problem.
You didn't need, you know what? When I saw that, I thought, wonder what that where that came from. So.
I know better. I did want to talk to Peter for just a minute, if you don't mind.
No problem at all.
Peter, first off, welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And in this heat, you must be wondering why you left Washington.
Well, it's Reading in July, so exactly. If you're not prepared for the heat, then you're not prepared. So,
I wanted to talk to you. Do you think this vagrant problem we have, or transit, or whatever you want to call it, is solvable? And I want to add into that, with the results of AB 109 making long-term commitments to the jail, leaving very little room for any local considerations, the overcrowding is not manageable. What is your plan to control crime when incarceration is no longer an option?
Well, good question, John. You've hit right at the core of a whole bunch of issues. So I spent a lot of time researching this, and every major city, at least on the West Coast, is dealing with this same issue of homelessness, transient population, and generally it boils down to a lack of accountability on the parts of those individuals. And there's all sorts of reasons that cause homelessness, whether it's economic or domestic violence, alcohol, drug addiction, mental health issues, and now made worse by the number of people being released as a result of AB 109 and Proposition 47 and Proposition 57, flooding our streets literally with this street kind of population. And then you complicate that with no consequences.
No consequences.
No consequences for their actions. So, for example, if I write a person a ticket or make an arrest, that person either gets released immediately or they don't pay their fine, and there's no threat behind the action. So that makes it, you know, frustrating for law enforcement, but for everyone else too, because it's the blatant disregard for, you know, basic behavior, basic rules. And so it's a complicated situation. And AB 109, which started actually when I was chief, is a shifting of the responsibility from the state to the locals. That's all it was. It was a budget balancing exercise.
They were dumping.
It was a dump. And so they dumped it to resolve some overcrowding issues, which they had to do because of the courts. But it shifted 40,000 inmates to county responsibility, and no county in the state really had the resources to deal with that. Then further complicated by Proposition 47, which was passed by the voters of California, with the noble intent of treating drug offenders. But they also changed, you know, several hundred crimes from felonies to misdemeanors, which means that if they committed those crimes again, they could not be reincarcerated. And they've changed the parole system and the probation system. So violations of parole and probation no longer result in prison. So the jail is full. So it's a one-in, one-out situation.
Right.
So for these types of offenses, there's no accountability. I wish I had the solution. But I don't know of any community along the West Coast that has identified a solution.
If you had it, you'd be a billionaire.
I would be, because I'd be selling it up and down. And,
absolutely.
You know, Seattle and Portland are dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into this same problem. The difference is, in California, the criminal justice system has dramatically changed. And what most people don't understand is that there's very little consequence for low-level activity. So the crime has gone up. It's much more visible, much more in your face. And that's a very noticeable thing coming back to Reading now, seeing it, just the numbers of people who used to sort of, you know, be in the bushes, for lack of a better word, just openly and blatantly sort of disregard for traffic laws and drinking and just this.
John, thanks a lot for the questions, because I have a couple of follow-ups. That's a good question, because, Pete, what you've been describing is what we've been living for the last 4 years. Thanks a lot, John. That's what we've been living the last 4 years. Everything you said has been said maybe, what?
A thousand times.
Right. And so you've come in and you've seen, you've been up there, you've come in after the, you know, after 3 years away. We know this.
Right.
We know we've got a problem. We know exactly why we have the problem. Yeah. There's, and it's, I mean, everybody knows that. So when we're asking for solutions, Barry Tippin says he wants to go in a different direction.
Right.
Do you know what direction that might be?
Well, I think we need to be imaginative. And you ask for a solution and you have two conflicting interests in our society, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have one portion that wants to be the Good Samaritan, help out, reach out, provide for, take care of, right?
Free food, to come down to the library and giving them food and all that stuff.
That may be the morally right thing to do. It is enabling,
yeah,
and it adds to the problem, because this population we're talking about tends to gravitate towards those compassionate societies where all that stuff is provided. So in some aspects, you're making the problem worse. The other portion of our society says, you know, run the bums out. Get them out of here. Take them somewhere else, someone else's problem. Well, that's not necessarily the right thing to do either, but those interests are conflicting. So what is the solution? I don't have a solution.
The solution has to lie someplace in being able to change that lifestyle.
Right.
Because you can't just keep running them down the road.
And there's all kinds of reasons for the lifestyle, whether it's mental health or, you know,
a lot of them do have mental health problems.
And a long time ago, most of these folks would be institutionalized, whether in a mental health or drug offense or prison or wherever, and that would minimize the problem. Well, now those aren't available to us anymore. So the responsibility, you know, falls on the county for social services issues, for incarceration issues, but the county's got financial difficulties. So somewhere along the line, the society as a whole, the League of Cities, the county, what's
county supervisor, CSAC,
right,
county supervisor,
has to put pressure on Sacramento to reverse this trend. Let this pendulum swing back the other way, whether it's build more prisons or reverse some. You know, for example, California is known for its gun control laws, right? Very, very strict gun control,
yes,
laws in California. Agree or disagree, it is. But interestingly enough, in Proposition 47, one of the things in that law was possession of a stolen gun was changed from a felony to a misdemeanor. Well, now that's been changed. As
it's
a result
swinging
of,
back again. Yeah,
it's swinging back.
Screamed, yeah.
And that's what's going to have to happen. People are going to have to scream and make a noise and put pressure through their elected leaders to put pressure on Sacramento to change and reverse course on some of these laws that have the unintended effects. And so now we've seen, we're at the point where we're starting to see the full effects of all these propositions and AB 109 hitting home, and people are starting to go, wait, you know, this isn't right. This isn't what we want.
They didn't see the headlight on the train.
So, yeah, you have to put pressure on where the politicians in Sacramento will listen.
We had one of the backers of 47 on, the district attorney over in Humboldt County.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, 109 didn't work. What makes you think this will work? And he finally said it. He says, look, I don't know if this is going to work or make it worse, but we've got to do something. Well, he was right. It made it worse. And then 57 came on after that. And okay, and we all were up to our butt in bad guys. The Board of Supervisors cannot come up with a plan. After 5 years, they came up with a plan to get money from the Community Correctional Partnership, borrow $300,000 from them, take $200,000 out of their slush fund so we can put more people out into other jails. I'm not sure why it took 5 years to come to that. I think
they have to show up at a meeting before they can do anything.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that everything you're saying, Pete, is, I mean, we're surrounded by this, and we've been surrounded by it since I've lived here. And it's been 10 years, and it's hard to believe I've been here 10 years. But I have seen a decided change in the community. And it's probably for you, after just even the last 3 years, it's been a big change.
It's very noticeable how visible it is and sort of in your face.
So what you're saying here is that do you think that the city council needs to come up with enough grit to say, look, no more feeding people without a permit, and that permit's going to cost you money? You've got to have an established place. You want to feed them. You can't just come out to the park and just feed them like you would the pigeons. Is it time for something like that?
I don't know, because the Department of Social Services is responsible for a lot of that. And the distribution of grocery cards and benefits, and there's a program out there I think is beneficial. They come along a veteran, housing almost immediately.
Yeah,
and to me that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
So you have to have a balance in there. But this, if you enable, it's the hand out versus the hand up. We all want to help someone out when they're in trouble. But you create a society of people where they're dependent,
yes.
And that becomes enabling, and then you start attracting more and more and more, and then it overwhelms, and that's what you're experiencing here. We're all overwhelmed.
You're not going to turn it around in a day, because it didn't take a day to get there.
Right.
We went from a society that was very morally grounded, and had responsibilities. As we were all growing up, we had duties and responsibilities in our families. We had jobs when we were kids. We worked after school. We learned that there were consequences and responsibilities, and you were responsible for your own decisions. We've gone several years now telling, don't correct your children. They need to make their own mistakes and learn as they're going. And so we've raised up this whole society that thinks there are no consequences. They're not responsible for anything. Somebody else is. So we as a society, I think, have to start converting that back.
One of the things, and we've got to take a break now. Now, here's some of the comments we have, that four prisons are being closed right now. Screaming does no good when the demos give away the store. And the other one is, we must solve the problem. The state is broke. And I know you can talk about, but the Dems aren't going to do anything. So we've got to, we've got to start at ground zero here. And that's why we call this kind of ground zero, in the middle of the town here. So we as a community have to come up with a plan.
Right.
And it may be tough, on some people. But we've got to look at the overall good. I hate to say this, but, to achieve an objective, sometimes you have to sacrifice. Right? You have to sacrifice things. So some of it may be sacrificing feeding people all over the place,
but moving on. Not every person is in the same situation. It's very complicated.
That's true.
And some people really, truly need assistance.
And I am all for that. But we also know that you've got one of your men that's all he's assigned to is picking up tons of garbage at these illegal camps.
Yes.
Now, there's got to be – and this guy is great. We should carry him around on our shoulders. And I think we have. He's gotten all types of awards.
Bob Brannon.
Now, I got to take a break here. But he is spending all his time picking up tons of things that you don't even want him to think about in these camps. And these camps are illegal. Why are they out there, and why can't we push them around?
And the bulk of what they're picking up is the free stuff that they're giving away. The sleeping bags, the toothbrushes. All of those things piled in.
They had that tunnel. Did you see the picture of the tunnel?
They piled on top of each other,
brand new coolers, better coolers than I have.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. Pete Hansen is here and going, oh, my God. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies.
When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Laura Bott and Chris Clark here. I just went a little bit late on our break there. Welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, the only place to get a haircut where, I don't know, people, all the police used to get their hair. Well, they still do get their haircut there. Sheriff's deputies. And you could probably go down there and get a shave on it. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, Sunday, Linda is going to be out at View 202 on the earlier in the day with the breeze coming off the river there. She'll be there from 11:30 to 1 singing. So come on out and join us that day. All right, let's go to the phones. Rally Sally.
Good morning,
yes.
Sally.
What's up, Rally Sally?
Well, I was listening to the conversation with Chief Hansen, and I just wanted to point out that all of these laws that you've been talking about, AB 109, SB 54, and the new SB 57 are California laws. We get rid of California, and we don't have to deal with these laws anymore. We can actually build some jails and prisons. There's just a cacophony of reasons why we need to get out of California, and even his suggestion that we need to, you know, tell Sacramento what we need. Well, Sacramento doesn't care what we need. They just voted to become a sanctuary state. We have 6 in total representatives up here, and the rest of the state has 114. How are we supposed to be heard in Sacramento?
Thanks, Sally. Similar problem exists in Oregon and Washington with the eastern sides of both of those states feeling unrepresented because of the dominant population in Portland, Salem, and in Washington, at Seattle, and Olympia. There's other solutions besides, you know, leaving the state. One would be to change the way the government is set up, so there's a one senator per county sort of a system, the way the national government is set up, you know, two senators per state. But the reality is, if the folks in Los Angeles County have, you know, 30 or 40 representatives, there's no way they're going to support for each county in Northern California to get a senator. So the conflict is, you know, where is the most voting power? Seattle is in King County. The surrounding cities around King County, such as Bellevue and Kent and Auburn, want to form their own county because although they're liberal, they're not left that of liberal like Seattle is, and they don't have any influence on county politics because the city of Seattle dominates. So it's a problem all over, but
you always you see it here. As soon as you go east of the mountains, all along
the Cascades,
along the Cascades, you're going to have that problem. Yeah. I mean, everybody, and that's why it's becoming the big war. I shouldn't say war, but the battles is between urban and rural, which is played out in the last election. And,
but there is something different with the state of California.
Well, yeah.
California is larger population, big. It's too big to govern.
Yeah.
It always has been too big to govern. You cannot make a law that works in Los Angeles and works.
And California's population is right up to about 40 million right now. Yeah. I think Washington is about 6 million. So you're right. It's very
too big to function.
Let's talk about things back here.
Right.
I mean, I understand that everything everybody's saying is absolutely correct, but I want to go back to what's happening here. Pete, they brought you in. What is your mission?
Great. Thanks for asking. So I've been asked to handle the administrative part of the chief of police duties during the time I'm here. So I've got a very narrow mission, run the administration, offload the work from the captains that they were picking up when Chief Paletti left. The second part of my mission is to gather information by listening to the community and listening to the officers who are doing the work so that when the new chief arrives, I can provide him with an assessment of what are the major issues. Here's my recommendation. Here's my opinion about these major issues the new chief is going to make. So any substantial changes to the organization or our way of doing business is going to occur under the new administration. So let me touch briefly on where that's at. The city opened the process for chief of police. They've already received applications. They've done their initial review. So they've narrowed that initial list down to a smaller number. They're scheduling the first round of interviews for mid-August. So then there's going to be some subcommittee work after that with the top candidates. And then so I would expect that sometime in September to late September, the new chief, depending on where he or she comes from, might be on board by September, the first part of October. So my time here is going to be relatively short, and it's just to handle the administrative part of running the department.
Let's go back to something that Carl asked you in the first, and I don't recall whether we got a clear answer. Barry Tippin said he wanted to go in a new direction.
Yes.
Has he shared with you what that new direction is?
In terms of selecting the new chief of police or just new direction
in
general?
Well, he said he wanted to go in a new direction. That's why he was letting go.
He was sitting right where you are, and said, okay, what direction is that?
Okay.
I'm not
so the
he
impression,
never answered that.
I've worked with Mr. Tippin for many years. And
he thoroughly likes you.
Yeah, we developed a trust because during the very difficult times when I was chief and the downsizing of the department, we were sort of attached to the hip in terms of handling that downsizing. But he's a little bit of an out-of-the-box thinker, if I could describe him that way. He's got a different view of things, and I think that's what he's looking for in a new chief. We have a problem. It may be a new problem or an old problem, but is there a different way to approach it? For example, he is you may have noticed, Reading Police Department has a Facebook page now, and that is a way for the department to get out information about what is going on that's unfiltered. You know, we would do press releases and stuff like that. But because of editorial right and time and those sorts of things, a lot of the information the department was putting out wasn't getting out to the public because
that's a problem with our media overall.
Well, had to be filtered. So now they developed a social media team. We're putting out the information ourselves. There's 10,000 followers to the RPD Facebook page. 130.
So he changed that. Tippin changed
that. Well, he pushed the two captains to say, do something different. do something different than we've done before. So they started on this project, and now the information is getting out. People are following, and this may have occurred months ago. It's certainly not happened the last 2 months, but this is something they've been working on. It's a different way of getting information out. You've seen a little bit more proactive activity, and it's rather than the attitude of saying, you know, we can't do this, it's we're going to try and do something to address this particular problem and to let the community know what we're doing to address this problem. So it's a new attitude, and he's got some ideas about solid waste, and he's got some ideas about the electric department. Why do we do things this way when we could do it this way and in a challenging for the department director?
And I'm fine with that, and because I still haven't figured out why they have to come down the street every day during the winter to pick up green stuff. I mean, there's no green stuff out there. Or why can't we privatize? Or why can't we do this? One of the problems, and I'm going to throw this out, and I'm going to give you a break to think about it. You've got less police than you've ever had right now.
Yes.
You've got the same amount of 60 square miles you have to cover.
Yes.
You have, even though the budget's gone up, that it is siphoned away by CalPERS.
Yes.
For all of that. What can you do to be, and you're saying you want to be more proactive. They started the bike patrols. They had, you know, people going up and down the trails. I don't know what your trail policy is, but so many people are afraid to be on the trails. With less people than you had when you left and less resources, how are y'all going to make a difference here in the next few months by being – How can you change that? And I'm going to give you – think about this for a second. This is what I call a hook to keep people on the other side. Okay? All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Save the date, August 2nd. Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Healthcare event is on August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 2nd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Celebrating wellness and preventative health care is better at the river.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. You're here today. It's Thursday, my Thursday, girl.
I love Thursdays.
Hey, it's going to be 104 today at 76 right now.
And that's cool.
And that's going to be the nicest day of the week, Pete. Thanks a lot, Interim Police Chief Pete Hansen, for bringing the 109 temperature with you from Seattle.
I brought the 98 degree temperature with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it didn't last long. We're talking to Interim Police Chief Pete Hansen, who's there. Been here for, 10 days?
Yeah. So you asked
the
question.
Did you bring your wife with you?
No, she's staying home to take care of the house and the animals.
So, you got to have a four-month
No. I'm going to go home about every 3 or 4 weeks. I was just home last weekend because we had plans with visitors from, guys I went to college with. We were up there having a good time. So, we asked a good question before we went to break about, what new ideas. And let me give you an example of how we need to think differently. There was recently a suggestion by a citizen talking about the river trail. And so the suggestion is, why don't we put markers along the river trail so that emergency responders or the helicopter can quickly identify using a trail marker rather than, the big rock by the tree, so that responders can get to a person that needs assistance very quickly. So now they've marked the trail. So from the air and from the ground, you're at spot number one or two or whatever it is.
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I think that's a great idea.
That sort of idea.
Low cost.
Low cost. And it improves response time and certainly improves visibility from the air about identifying where problems are. A voice from the community speaking out, and this woman deserves credit for that's a great idea.
What's her name? You know what? Somebody told me the other day, and I can't remember.
Amanda Smith?
I think that's her name. If it's Amanda Smith and if it is you, you're right on.
I think
kudos.
So.
Okay. Here's
another suggestion. Okay. I had a person in the community say, have you considered using drones to patrol a river trail?
Isn't it funny that when I put on Facebook saying that you were going to be on, the photo underneath it was a drone?
Okay.
Because I was going to ask you about that.
So, all right. We're going to try it.
You're going to try drones.
Right. Well, we're going to find somebody in the department that has one, and we're going to go up and see if it's possible because of the range and the mountains and the trail curves and so on. But we should try it to see if it works, because are we going to get complaints about noise? How high can it fly? And all the regulations
that go along
with
drones. I tell you where your complaints are going to be, and it's not going to be about noise.
Well.
Hey, there's a drone flying over my backyard.
I'm telling you. People go freaky. Oh. Carl and I had an incident with a drone there.
Then you have to deal with the
nice people going like this.
The big brother watching.
Yeah.
But it's a different way to approach the same problem. How do we get eyes on an area that we haven't been able to monitor before?
And this is something, and we've had Jim Hill here who's got a drone company. He works with police everywhere. But the problems that you're facing here, but I think that's good. That's the way to think.
Drones
are going to be in your life. You got to get used to that. And using them for something like that, I think, is a great idea. What about the idea of if you can't put police out there all the time, why not put private security on the trails all the time? Because you don't have to pay the CalPERS. Yeah, it may cost you $30,000, $40,000 over a period of 3 months, but during the periods of the day, it would save you all from having patrolmen out there.
Okay, so let me give you an example of that feedback I've gotten already about private security.
Yeah.
There are several private security companies in our community, and they employ hundreds of security guards to work in our community, protect our businesses and residential areas and all kinds of things. What's the communication level between security agencies and the police department? Well, Captain Roger Moore has now reinstated a liaison program. And we're going to develop an information sharing program. So in particular, for example, this new trespassing ordinance the city just passed, Okay. We have to show this the violator has, you know, committed the violation. But if we can show that security agencies have contacted the same person during the same time five times in a row before law enforcement gets involved, that's a better case than just showing up first offense, here's your trespassing citation. If he's been warned five times before or chased off five times before, you know, that's a better case. The district attorney is more likely to prosecute. So how do we get that information? So Captain Moore is working on an information sharing policy program, meetings, whatever it takes, where what they're seeing and doing filters in, so our officers will actually have a record of, oh, this guy was contacted twice by Securitas or North State Security or Hilton or whoever the companies are. So those sorts of approaches to take advantage of the information that's there.
How many patrols do you have on the trails, on the river trail?
I don't know.
Well, I can probably bet they're probably not every day.
Probably not.
And they're not there
and
for very long.
And there's more than one trail.
There's many trails. That's what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying about that. But do you think that the idea of using a private security firm along the trails, because we've had people assaulted there. People don't walk the trails anymore. And so it's really cool to have the mile marker so you can call somebody and tell them when you've been assaulted at. But, you know, 84-year-old lady got assaulted. Other people are, you know, accosted all the time.
Right.
If there was a presence on the trail of either a policeman or a security firm that's running up and down with their little go-karts. I'm just saying these are things that
– A different way of doing
business here. Right. And I think that the community's got a lot of ideas, and I hope that the city council is open to them.
Well, I think we all need to be open to these ideas, and some have, you know, costs and some don't. So I think in terms of what the new chief needs to bring to the table – is the willingness to listen to what those ideas are, and regardless of source, it doesn't matter where the idea comes from. Look at it, be objective, and say, okay, this is something we should try. And then maybe it doesn't work, or maybe it's too expensive, or maybe it's not worth whatever. But, you know, you're talking about security for the river trails. Maybe just during the summer. Maybe just during the weekends. Maybe just during the peak hours.
That's what I'm thinking, in the morning and in the early evening.
Morning and evening.
And then because during the summer, I mean, really, that's when people are out there. So you don't need somebody out there maybe all the time. But we need to start thinking of this stuff. And it's ridiculous that here it is.
Exactly.
5 years after 109 starts, and we get the first idea about how to get more money to send these criminals out of here so we can open up the jail. You know, so, you know, this isn't just a city problem. This is the board of supervisor problem, too.
Yes.
And
county problem.
And you're walking into this where if you steal a car, you don't go to jail.
Yes.
Yes, you do?
No, you don't.
You're right. And so,
You may go for a little while.
But not long.
Or if you go, someone else gets out.
Yeah.
And there's like 20-some people in the jail or more that are in there for homicide.
People busting methamphetamines, breaking in your house, breaking into business with impunity. And I just would like to see what the plan is on doing that. You know what? If Barry Tippin wants a goal, here's a goal. And for the police, for crime prevention, reduce home burglaries by 20%. There you go. There's a goal. Can you do that?
Nothing happens.
What can you do to do that, though, Pete? You've got to lock people up, right?
Yes.
If you can't lock people up, then that goal is not worth a damn.
And the alternative
is... Wait a minute. I want Pete to say this.
That's,
no, it's
you,
not. Okay.
You have identified the problem. If there's no consequence for your action, regardless of the crime, then it's very difficult to reduce crime in that area because the law enforcement, the county, the district attorney... can do all they want, but if the law changes, as it has done, and makes those crime non-prisonable offenses or a local prison, you know, the jail was never designed to be a local prison, and that's sort of what it's turning into. Yeah, if there's no consequence for your action, it's extremely difficult to hold people accountable, and that's the accountability part is really, you know, law enforcement has got several different segments, right? Police does the enforcement. County's responsibility is incarceration, probation, and district attorney. They all have to work together, and there's a log jam. You know, we could hire 50 more officers today, which would create 50 additional arrests or 100 arrests per day.
The rest of the
makes no difference. Though.
Can't do it.
It doesn't make any difference.
It makes no difference. There's no place to put them. No place. Right. There's no courts.
Right. Well, there's no courts. There's no district attorney.
So it's a much broader problem than just not
enough
police.
I thought you were coming in to solve this stuff. Hey, somebody when we went through Seattle.
Yeah.
They talked about the homeless problem. They said they were underneath all of the underneath the highway system, but they moved them all out.
Right.
Do you remember that? It was a few weeks ago. They moved them all. Where'd they put them? How'd they do it?
They go someplace else, and then they come right back.
So they moved them out of there.
Yeah.
They made a big push to get them out from underneath the freeways, but they're back again.
Part of what Seattle does is they take these little storage sheds like they have at Home Depot.
Yeah.
They convert them with a regular door and put a bed in there, and they put those everywhere. But they usually plunk them down next to your business, and it makes the business owners angry. Portland's been opening up their parking lots at night to let people sleep in the parking lots. The business people come during the day, and they find all the trash and the human waste, and it's a mess.
Okay. Pete, I hope we will have the thing where you're going to come on monthly as long as you're here.
Sure.
And, so keep us going, keep us up on what's happening.
I'm not worried about keeping you fired up, so it's okay.
You walked back into, literally, you walked away and it was kind of starting to go bad.
Yeah.
It's just magnified. And everybody just wants everybody, to come up with a plan that we can all get behind.
I got it.
You got it. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Pete Hansen was here, interim police chief. Tomorrow we're going to be talking transportation and everything else tomorrow with one of our local transport companies, and plus what he thinks about what's going on here, too. He's got a lot of ideas. Everybody have a great day. Trish, thank you so much for being here as usual.
My pleasure, as always. Love Thursday mornings.
Pete, thanks for reaching out.
No problem.
Okay, Bob, it's all yours.
We now join Town Hall News in Progress, sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, KCNR Shasta Redding.
He would report the leak to the FBI, but Scaramucci later learned the financial information was released after a public records request by a news organization. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Senate Republicans consider